Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
What's going on, man?
Not much. Just getting back from the bye week, getting ready to get started again.
What does that mean, back from the bye week? Where'd we go? We have to go somewhere to get back.
Yeah, that's right. I went back and watched Tennessee play.
Oh, you did go?
Alma mater. Played South Carolina, beat them in overtime.
Yeah?
Big game.
Hey, are you a king when you're there?
King? Nah.
You're on the sideline and...
There's only one king there. That's Peyton Manning, so... The rest of us are just kind of tag along.
Okay, when Peyton's not there, though.
Exactly.
How well do you know Peyton?
Pretty well.
Yeah?
Pretty well.
So can you confirm all the stories about him?
Like
he can't make soup?
I can confirm a couple of them.
Like the...
The Sports Illustrated story. You know what we're talking about?
No.
The thought that he's a football savant. He's a genie. He's awesome, right? We all would agree with that.
Yeah, he is.
He calls his own plays. He's Mr. Football.
But off the field.
But then, in real life... He needs someone to tag his clothes so he knows which shirt goes with the pants.
Here's the Sports Illustrated
sure
story. Yeah, the Sports Illustrated story was he had a stack of Polaroids that showed all his clothes on what he's supposed to wear on day one, day two. He didn't quite... Boy, this sounds like he's really dumb, and I don't think he's dumb, especially if he's a friend of yours. But he didn't really know how to plug in the cable into the back of the TV. He needed to wait for someone to come do that. I mean, it's just he was worried about football.
I think he couldn't operate the microwave to make himself soup.
He needed,
or he put a can in the microwave.
Something
that's
like
pretty
that.
Accurate.
Yeah. So off the field, he's just football.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that he doesn't know how, or he's just not willing. He doesn't care. You know,
like he acts like he can't, so other people will do it for him.
Well, I don't know that he acts like he can. He just. Wants other people to do it for him, you know, more so than anything.
Yeah, everybody
he's
knows people
to.
Like that.
Yeah, it was some deal where his girlfriend was going to school somewhere else, like at
Virginia.
UVA. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So when he was by himself, now he's married her since,
yeah.
Right? So now she just kind of takes care of Peyton, and he takes care of Sundays and payday. But otherwise...
Not a bad deal, right?
No, it's I'm sure many girls would be happy to to handle that. So anyway, there's Peyton Manning talk.
So who's better, Peyton or Romo?
Oh, man. You put me in a bad spot there.
Depends what city you're in, right?
Exactly. Well, I think
the bye week tough question of the week.
I would say I wouldn't trade Romo for Peyton. Just I can say that. I don't know. I mean, obviously he's done it a lot longer, and he's been very successful in what he's done for 9-10 years, but I wouldn't trade Tony for him.
Yeah, that was one of my highlights from the Tony Romo press conference yesterday, was just seeing Jason Witten stick his head in the door and kind of look around and smile and kind of... you didn't really want to grab a seat or anything.
No. I saw his parents right before, so I told him I'd stick my head in there, and I did that, and that was his day, you know. So I wanted to support him on it, and got out of there just in time.
It's kind of weird, huh? I mean, it's just the whole setting. It's got to be weird for him, and I think he tried to say as much because you're the same dude, you know, and you know this when you when you get paid. It's like a birthday. Are you going to feel different when you're 25? Well, no, you're the same dude, but you're not the same dude anymore, right?
Right, and that's true. I mean, that's pretty accurate how you said that. I mean, I think, you know, he's got to feel good about it, and I mean, I think he said the right things about feeling wanted and feel appreciated, and there's something to be said about that in this business because you're always on the go. You're always trying to be approved. You're always trying to impress the coaches and for that next thing, and I don't necessarily look at it like he did. It's not really a goal you look at. Okay, I want to make $60 million,
right.
You know, in my fifth year. And that's not something that you look at and say that's my goal, but obviously that's part of the reason why you're playing, you know, and that stuff helps. So, you know, he was laughing about it. Guys were giving him a hard time today. And, I mean, you can tell. It's like you said, that feeling you have on your birthday, that's what he felt like. But he's moving forward. He's preparing. I mean, the coaches kind of, you know, they're moving forward pretty quickly with it.
He just has a different feel than Peyton, Carson Palmer. I guess Tom Brady may be closer to Romo in many respects, but a lot of these guys, when they're at college, they're the golden boy. They're up for the Heisman or something.
Right.
Then they go to the draft and they're the golden boy. Then before they ever set foot on campus at a pro facility, they're the richest guy on the team.
Right.
And, you know, it's just so different with Romo, where your first thought of Romo might be, is this guy even going to break with the team? Is he even going to make the squad this first year? So for him to go to that level, it's a cool story.
It is a very cool story. I think it's neat for him just to see where he came from. I remember when we got on the bus, the shuttle picked us up when we got drafted. Well, he was a free agent. You know, he said, hey, you want to go get some pizza? You know, and I'm just sitting there thinking, this is the night before. I'm like, we got to eat something besides pizza. You know, it's a big day tomorrow. First time we're going to meet Bill Parcells and all the whole staff, and maybe, what about some spaghetti and maybe a steak? I mean, he says, you want to go get some pizza? And I mean, he signed for $10,000, and then that's who he was, you know, and he's still that same guy, but he's worked really hard to get where he is, and I don't think that he'll change as far as his personality goes, though.
So last time we had him on the show, he was the backup quarterback to Bledsoe, I guess at camp of 06 is the last time we had him on our show. And at the time, he was telling us he still lives with his boys in some house. I don't know, are they his boys from Eastern Illinois? Or
yeah, well, they're from all over. He's got a couple roommates. And
and that's still the same?
They're still the same, yeah.
And he's not going to kick them out anytime soon?
I don't know. He might kick them on the curb now. But
like Entourage.
It is like Entourage.
That's exactly what it's right.
He's got a turtle. He's got a Johnny Drama.
That's right.
That whole bit.
I wonder if he and you, to a lesser extent than him, feel a little more appreciative or feel better about it. Then you mentioned those other guys that if you get your millions of dollars the second you step in the league, like you worked for your contract
right.
a little bit.
Well, I
remember
think,
you. We thought everybody was saying you were underpaid.
Right.
Are you going to renegotiate? We even asked you that in camp, and you're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, like Parcells would be into that.
Exactly.
But do you appreciate it a little more that you worked hard and then got the big payday?
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't know what it's like the other way around, but I think that
Yeah,
exactly. I'm not going to say that. But I think that you appreciate it more. You've had to do those things to get yourself in a situation to be successful. And obviously what Tony's done hasn't been easy, the success he's had. But I do think you appreciate it more and you respect it more.
But you know, your third-round pick out of Tennessee, again, to go back to the you're the same guy bit, when you get right. paid, suddenly you're not this charming underdog. And Tony's got to feel this beginning Sunday night, I suppose, is that, hey, you're everybody's champion, you're this underdog. Well, now, dude, you're getting paid better than
right.
Tom Brady. Let's see
right.
some production out of you. I mean, I don't even think fans or media mean to do it. It just automatically
yeah.
happens when you get paid, right?
That just comes with it, you know, and for people to think that, okay, he's got his money, he's going to shut it down, I mean, that's the farthest thing from your mind when it happens, because now you feel like, okay, I appreciate that, but now everybody's going to assume it. Well, he had a bad game. Well, he's, you know, it's only his 15th start, his 16th start. That's what they're saying. Well, now he goes and plays bad. We paid him all this money, you know, what's he doing? So
right.
expectations go way up, you know, and the standard for success and what you have to do, it goes not only just with the fans, with your teammates, with, I mean, everybody sees that, and so you got to show it more on a day in and day out basis.
Yeah, and I thought Dan made a great point yesterday about this very topic, because in the past we've judged him on him. Now that you're in this class with Peyton Manning and Brady and mm-hmm. Carson Palmer, now it's based on he will be a success only if the team gets that ring eventually in his career, you know? I mean, because that's how quarterbacks are judged.
Exactly. At some point, that's what it comes down to. I mean, you look at Peyton and what he's done. I mean, I think that along the way, you never really gave him credit because he had never won a Super Bowl. So that's part of the deal with Tony, and he's in high class with Tom Brady and Peyton and Carson Palmer. So, I mean, those guys have played well for a long time, and he's definitely going to have to live up to that standard.
Bye week, before the bye week, whatever. This is the time and day. I guess you got to get out of here about 18 after, like usual, right? Meetings
right.
and everything today.
That's right.
So how much football did you watch NFL-wise?
You know what? I didn't watch much of it.
Nothing?
I came back and saw a little bit of the New England Washington game, but
boy, did you think that'd be a game before it started?
Well, I didn't. You know, I didn't know how well they do, but I definitely didn't see that coming. What it was. So.
Does it make you feel better? Like, the Cowboys got spanked by New England, but who doesn't, right?
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you'd like to see somebody give them a game, you know? I mean, the way they play. And
you think this weekend is that?
I'm sure it is. I think it's going to be, especially in Indianapolis, and that's going to be a tough game, so.
Who do you like?
I don't know. I can't.
I mean, you faced the Colts last year.
Yeah.
And beat them, and then you faced the Patriots.
I mean,
Colts
Patriots
are pretty much the same
yeah,
as they were.
Patriots
last year.
Is, you know, they're the best team we've played this year. So I mean, for sure. But I don't know. I'd have to watch film on Indianapolis to give you a fair statement there.
All right, I don't want a fair statement. Just off
all
the
right.
top of your head,
I would think that New England would win, but
really?
it's not going to be as easy as people think.
Are
going
you?
To Indianapolis, and you know, Peyton's played well. You know, they're familiar with each other, which. That worries you a little bit, because what New England does with this defense, and I mean, it can confuse you. I mean, different guys, you know, and they got like 10 guys running around. You don't know who's who, you know. So that's something that if you're not familiar with. Now, we were familiar with that because we go against the 3-4 all spring, okay, with our defense. But a lot of teams don't. There's five teams running the 3-4 right now. So that's what confuses people, and people don't really realize that because you get so caught up in Tom Brady and this five-wide shotgun offense, and that's really not it. I mean, he executes, and he does a great job, and obviously he's doing a good job of that, but that defense confuses you a lot of times and give up sacks. So, but Peyton's pretty familiar with it, and playing at home, that should help him.
All right, I probably know the answer to this question before I ask it, but let me throw it out there anyway. Do you, like with your TiVo or anything, are you rolling on football on Sunday at all? Even if it's your own game, do you when you get home, do you just want to look at a few things through the regular broadcast or Colts Patriots? Will you record that to watch it on Tuesday?
I don't record. I mean, I think that'll be a fun game to watch. I might record that and go back and watch it just because, you know, both teams are so good. But you know, I'll check our game out usually, but. Usually get a lot of criticism or praise on Monday when we watch it here. So
yeah.
You don't want to get too caught up in it. You're going to see plenty of that film.
Okay, very good.
So do you see yourself on, like, do you just watch ESPN at night?
Yeah, I check it out. See
like,
other games.
See yourself on the highlights?
Yeah, we check it out.
Is it kind of cool?
It's pretty neat, yeah.
Yeah, I just wonder if you ignore that stuff or you watch
probably.
It.
Probably.
What if you just screw up? Although that hasn't really happened, right?
Well, but it does.
You're perfect, right?
Yeah, I am perfect. That's right. you do watch it, and sometimes that's a bad thing. You know, I've been all knocked up a couple times when they get hit.
Oh,
they
really?
The show.
And they start screaming?
Yeah, that's not one.
Is
of
it called favorite. Jacked Up?
No, Jacked Up. Excuse me. I said knocked up.
Whatever.
That's a movie, right?
I thought he was rolling.
It's also an expression of some sort.
Exactly.
See, I thought he was rolling. Now, all right, speaking of. This is so scatter shooting, but I'm thinking of how we were talking about, all right, now you make big money. And we always talk about how our dads would say, if you get your hand on a football, then you should catch that. You make $1 million, right?
So, that's right. That's what they say. I'm telling you, people, if they're wondering, I mean, a lot of fans, I'm sure, because that would go through my mind if I was a fan that, oh, gosh, what's his demeanor going to be like? What's his personality going to be like now that he's got paid? And really, his mindset goes, he's had to prove himself so long. Now he knows there's people out there that are asking those things. So he feels like he's got to. I know for me personally, I felt like, well, now I'm not just on a rookie contract. So now your expectations go up even more than they ever been, especially for Tony, now having that big deal.
All right, let's turn the page because I was just in the locker room and the conversation, especially around T.O.'s locker, because most of you hide, I think, during the fly. I think that's also known as lunchtime. But around T.O., everybody's turned the page to the Eagles, as I'm sure you guys have. And just wanted to start with, what do you remember about last year, the environment? It was the game of the year. I mean, like, Colts-Patriots are being treated this year. T.O.'s first trip back into Philadelphia was thought of as that type of thing. And I would imagine that it felt a little different to you guys on the field, right?
Yeah, it did. I mean, that's a crazy, crazy atmosphere anyways without that, but you throw T.O. in there, and he's instigating some of that, and you know they're yelling and screaming at him. I mean, it was a crazy atmosphere, and I'm sure it's still going to be the same way. I mean, they hate him maybe more than they did before, if that's possible, and you know, playing on Sunday night and all that goes with that. So, you know, you get excited about these kind of games. I mean, it's fun, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot that goes into it.
Why is it so different? You say it's a crazy atmosphere and it stands out to you. What's so different? Yeah. What's Philly like when you're on the field?
Well, first of all, you're on the bus ride in. I mean, you're getting eggs, batteries, snowballs. I mean, whatever they can find are coming to the windshield. So that's before you even get to the stadium. That's what's going on, all right?
Just a couple middle fingers.
Exactly,
too,
yeah. People mooning you, middle fingers, everything. So then when you get out there,
you're smiling like it must be awesome.
Oh, it is fun.
It's funny, you know?
I mean, you're sitting there before the game on the bus and you get an egg that comes right to your face. I mean, you know, on the window. I mean, it's pretty crazy. So, and then when you get out there, they're just screaming and yelling. I mean, you know, they're talking about your mom, your brother, you know, whoever they can get. You know, so I mean, they're fun. They're drunk and they have a neat atmosphere up there.
And that game seems like a million miles down the road. With you know, Bledsoe was starting
right.
at the time, and it was a real frantic finish where you guys are thrown into the end zone and Lito right. Shepherd returns it for a touchdown. I can barely remember it because, like we just said, the Tony Romo story hadn't even started at that point, just
right.
to tell you how long it's been since you guys have been there.
Yeah, and you know, they're a tough team. I mean, to play, I think just talking about their team, they're 3-4, but they've had a lot of close games, and they play well at home, I think. And so defensively, they got a lot of weapons over there. And then, you know, they've got two guys with You know, one guy's got 5 sacks, another one's got 9, so they're playing well.
That's kind of that deal where, with the game plan, not that you're going to share it with our audience here, but you always wonder, going into a place like that, do you try to be a little more close to the vest, a little more careful with how you call plays, or do you say, let's go roll the dice and let our playmakers make plays?
Exactly. It's got to be somewhere in between. I mean, I think all year our philosophy's kind of been, it's about us and what we do and execute, and because we have the personnel to do that, and we don't have to play outside of our means because we have enough talent to be successful and win if we're playing really good football. And saying that, you got to be careful a little bit because some of the things they do, you know, is different than what you see in a lot of ways. I mean, they'll blitz 4 guys plus their, you know, the 4 linemen. They got 8 guys coming sometimes, and they're playing man-to-man on the outside. So that's some of the things they do. But I don't think you can get away and be too careful from what you are. And I mean, you know, your identity as an offense, and we got to stick to that somewhat and be somewhat aggressive.
Is that Jim Johnson reputation that we all hear about all the time and the exotic blitzes? So does that even come into play for you, where you're like, holy cow, I can't believe they just pulled that on us? Or do you generally know what your responsibility is on a given play?
Yeah, you know what your responsibility is. And sometimes, you know, we're studying right now, seeing when they're going to proceed to do these blitzes. I mean, a lot of it comes on third down, and you know, they show it at times. So we just got to prepare for it and try to execute our best.
Now, they're all tough games, but they're pretty desperate right now.
They are. I mean, they're 0-2 in the division. I mean, they're going to do everything they can not to be 0-3, you know. So that's a big game. But both ends, I mean, when you're playing these division games, it just, there's always a little something there, you know, more so than an ordinary game. And you try not to say that, and people might not talk about it. But when you get out there, it's just, that's the way it is. And you know, I think that this game will be the same way.
And what a great stretch in the schedule here.
Oh, yeah.
At Philly, at New York, Washington at home.
Yeah, it's going to be 3 crazy weeks.
The Jason Witten Show is brought to you by DallasCowboys.com, your internet pipeline to America's team.